Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. Number one, a returning guest, Bob McKay, campaign chair for the United Way's newest campaign, or I guess our, what is it, the end of year campaign, would you say, Kathy?
Yep.
So we're doing a big fundraiser as well as a long-term resident, but now I'm very happy to be back here with you and Tanner.
There we go. What is this, three or four?
Four.
Hey, now. There we go.
That's probably like top five guests.
Yep. Yeah, we've got Keith McGrath, mm-hmm. Cindy Amarondin,
mm-hmm.
Pete.
Yeah.
And Jerry. Jerry, yeah.
It's my third one.
Yeah. Third, yeah, you're up there, man. Yeah, now, the one thing that I have to point out, because I've been like not talking about it since I walked in, yes. Is you cleaned up a little bit here.
Well, yeah, I had to clean up there. Thanks. But I got a new position with, I had an opportunity, I was with a previous employee, a lot of people know, with Superior Propane.
Yeah.
And to move up with Superior Propane, the requirement was to leave town.
Yeah.
And I was not about that. So I got an amazing opportunity with Acton Environment, now their general manager. And it does, it's a prestigious yeah. Position. So,
right.
You know, I had to clean up a bit there and working with a lot of different industry leaders and what have you. So,
yeah.
Still being able to keep the beard. Plus, yeah. You know, I'm always going to be handsome anyway.
There you go. You can't take that away from you.
No.
You can't take that away from you. It looks good on you, man.
Right on, brother.
It looks nice. I like it. So let's talk. Once again, myself and Tanner, we never made it out. You had a great summer.
Oh, amazing summer.
You have a spot. Let's talk about your spot a little bit.
So this summer we had the opportunity. We had always had this, I guess you could say, structure next to our camper that we considered a party zone.
Yeah.
But after 4 years, it started to show a bit of wear and tear on it. So we invested in building a permanent structure. It's now 32 feet long by 12 feet wide. It's got an elevated bar in it. It's gonna be wired for a full sound system. We're actually gonna have a full DJ set up there for coming in May. We're gonna have a big May-long party. Yeah, it's more than, I guess, the term glamping, I think, to the extreme.
Yeah.
The best way to put it. So yeah, I missed having you guys come down here. We made a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Built the deck around there. We have a pool there, folks. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a pool there. We changed our fire pit. We did a whole bunch of things.
Making donair meat on your pizza oven.
Got two smokers now. So yeah, just in case one was busy, had to get maybe smoke something out.
Pretty sure you got three there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey now. Yeah. A big barbecue donair, spit griddle, two smokers.
Yeah.
Pizza oven.
That's awesome. You love this spot.
It is literally my psychological go-to place. If the proverbial poop hits a fan, that's where I go to.
That's right.
Deal with it.
That's cool.
Your happy place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is truly.
So when it comes to like shutting that down, like that has to be a bit of a process itself though.
It is, and you know, the weird thing is actually an emotional process as well, because there's so much, over the summer, there's so much stuff that goes on, but that truly is a place you go and just, I always call it, like, and everybody knows who knows me down there, I call it my no judgment zone. You come in there, I don't care what, anywhere you live. You live the way you want to live. We come in there, we don't care how you are. We have karaoke. If you're the crappiest singer in the world, who cares? And there's so much joy we have there. And then to literally, at the last day, turn the key in that lock.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're not going to be there for 7 months or so.
Yeah.
It is, the drive home is quite frankly a quiet one. Because you're thinking of all the, you're reminiscing to all the good times and stuff, but then the cool thing is we build in the structure. It's not quite finished. I got to, actually, it's I'm putting two big sliding barn doors on it, so yeah. I'm actually in my head already thinking, okay, what are we going to do in the spring to get this thing ready? It's a tough thing, but it is a big process, too, just to make sure everything is de-iced, de-watered, so it won't freeze. And,
yeah.
And I got to do my daughter's camper as well this year because it's my daughter, so
that's right. This is a process. I knew it would be. Next year, we're making it out
there. You better, because I'll be...
Yeah. No, like, we... What I say to my marketing clients as well is, like, you can't plan, but like, as it's happening.
Right.
You need to plan months before.
Yeah.
So when there's still snow on the ground, you and I need to, like, pick a date and just, like...
Yeah. And now we got Starlink, so, you know, Tanner can do his thing. And,
whoa.
And,
you know, look at you.
Unlimited data. Bam.
Very cool. Well, when we came in, Tanner said something about your shirt. He's like, you're pulling off the red look quite well. Why are you wearing this red shirt today?
Well...
And does it have anything to do with this?
Absolutely. I was presented this amazing chair. You know what? The crazy thing is, little story before we get too far into it. I actually owned one of these chairs when I was a kid. And I painted it a few times there as a kid. I don't know why I got it. I don't know how I got it. But I changed the color. It must have been a dozen times. And now my granddaughter literally has the same chair painted a mint green.
Oh.
And I'm like, holy crap, that chair is like,
old.
Yeah. I'm not going to say how, but that chair is a little... But yeah, the reason why I'm wearing red in that beautiful chair is I am now the chairman of our fundraising campaign here for this fall. Working with Kathy here, I was very honored to have Kathy ask me, and I guess the board, to approve me to become the chair to promote the need within a community of raising funds. Because, you know, Kathy and I, we both have a very huge passion for our community. And unfortunately, like, say, one of the challenges we see within a community is not everybody has the best day, let me put it that way. And looking at what United Way does, and that's one of the things, like, I've been being in Fort McMurray as long as I have. I've heard so many different things, positive, negatives, whatever. And so I always thought that one thing we have to do is educate.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that United Way actually funds 22 different nonprofits,
social nonprofits.
So,
yeah.
And those social nonprofits, there's 34 programs that are put out.
Right.
And one in four Fort McMurrayans actually use these things. So, I mean, you think if that was removed.
Yeah.
That's almost 20,000 people that are going to lose on something.
That's right.
You know, and so it just made sense to me because everybody knows, like, I like being out there. I'm all over the place. I have a couple favorites, but overall, if somebody says I need help, I'm there.
Yeah.
And so when Kathy and I had our initial conversations and stuff, it just made sense to me. And I don't, as everybody knows, I don't mind talking.
Yeah.
I got over my shyness about a week ago. So anyway, we got to work hard because, you know, I look at over the years, like our goal this year is actually the lowest it's been in a few years.
Okay.
And that's not by choice. We didn't want to be this. We're at 3 million. That's what we want to raise.
Right.
But the challenge we're having is, I think the reality is we recognize that maybe the money's not there.
Yeah.
So we got to dig harder. We got to work harder. But we still, again, to go back to these nonprofits, with everything happening in the world, even trying to get funding through the city or whatever, we know there's going to be more than those 22 beating our door down here.
Right.
And so if we could raise 20 million, it'd be amazing. Because we'd have, instead of 22, it'd be 42 or 52 people we could help, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to get out there and get the message out there that we need help. And it's not we as in United Way, it's we as in Fort McMurray who goes through United Way to get this help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and quite frankly, it's, I've been frustrated a bit because I heard people say, no, we don't got time. I'm talking bigger companies here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time. And it's like, how do we not have time?
Right.
You know, really, not have, like, because there is some big players out there that I know in regards just to the monies they make.
So it's
available out there, right? So, so it's, I don't know, man. Like I say, just, I want to, me and Kathy, we're going to hit it hard. Unfortunately, Kathy might have told you, I'm in the Dancing with the Stars. And, well, unfortunately, my husky changed that last week. I was coming off my sun deck, and he cut in front of me. I took a step, twisted my ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway,
I am unable
to dance.
Okay.
I'm going to win!
I'll still make the kids cry. Anyway.
I think there's some psychological war games going
there
on
is.
Here.
So, there is an event I will announce. I'm going to roll out that we are having an event in the spring, United Way is. I don't know the name. What's it called, Kathy?
You tell me.
That, no, you said event in the spring, so I've got a fundraiser.
Oh, the Dîner Rouge.
whatever she just said in French.
Yeah.
Dinner en Fouge.
Yep.
And my daughter and I, we have built a routine that we're going to do at the dance, but we're going to actually roll it out at this event in the spring because my daughter, a lot of people know, Dance Dad. My daughter's an extraordinary dancer, extraordinary composer. Like, she just knows how to put this together. And so anyway, we'll be having this amazing routine that we're going to put in. So yeah, we're going to roll it out in the spring.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, Tanner flashes hands. That means we're out of time, unfortunately.
I love when he does his jazz hands.
Yeah, I know. So you know the routine. Everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So my shout out is to you, Fort McMurray. I need you to think about the value of what you bring to the community. The old saying goes, Kathy Stevens is a great line, all proceeds United Way. And we need all proceeds to go to United Way. We need to help our community. We got to be there for them. If you're dealing with your company, we have these great workplace campaigns. We really need to get you involved. So please go to United Way online, see what they can do here, but help us out.
There we go. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Where you rock.
Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.